It has been said that this passage from John chapter 12 is one of the greatest examples of what it means to be a disciple, of what it means to be a Christian. In the natural order, we have this inherent drive to defend our life, to preserve our life. We will do so many things to ensure our safety and our security, to make sure that we don't die. Our life with Christ brings us to a radical reorientation. That word radical meaning down to the roots, that everything gets reoriented. And so our desire to save our life, our desire not to die, is supernatural now. That it's not the natural life that we're trying to keep, but we're striving for the supernatural life, the sanctifying life with God in heaven forever. And so when we have that perspective and we hear this image of the grain of wheat falling to the ground and dying, it inspires us to imitate Jesus because he did this perfectly. And so now we know that if we want to be in heaven, then we must be like this. We must be that grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies so that we can produce fruit. That's how we go to heaven. But we don't have to wait until the moment of our death for this to be true for us. Each and every day, each and every moment of our day, the Lord is inviting us to die to ourselves, to not love our life, but to be free and radical in the self-gift. Of course, depending on our state in life and our condition of life, that's going to look various different ways, but the motivation is still the same. I die to myself so that others may live. This is the mark of a disciple. This is what it means to be a Christian. And why we can honor St. Lawrence today, this great saint from the early church, from the 250s, martyred for the faith. He was a deacon. At that time, the Pope would have had 7 deacons around him to help with the administration of the church within Rome. The emperor had decided that all clergy were to be killed. If you were a Roman clergyman, you were to be killed, no questions. And so 6 of the deacons have been killed and so many other clergymen. And now it's the Pope. The Pope's name came up. The Pope is being hauled off to martyrdom. And Lawrence, his dear deacon, is crying out saying, "You have never offered the sacrifice of the altar by yourself. Why are you going to offer the sacrifice of your life by yourself? I want to come with you. I was with you at the altar. I want to be with you now." The Pope says, "Your day will come," basically. And 3 days later, he was martyred. But in that time, he was called to gather all the treasures of the church together. And so the emperor, knowing this, sent his people to go to Lawrence and to grab all of, to rob, to steal all of the treasures of the church. And so when they asked Lawrence for the treasures, he went to get all the sick people, the poor people, the denigrates, the less than good people. And said, "Here, this is the treasure of the church, the poor, the lowly, the forgotten." That probably expedited his martyrdom. You know, in the story is told, maybe it's true, probably, maybe not. But he was grilled on a grill. That's how he was burned to death. And the story is told, like halfway through, he told his executor, "Turn me over. I'm done on this side." You know, just that joy that he brought, even to his death. Because at some point, many years before that, he had died to this world. He was that grain of wheat that had fallen. So how willing are we? How generous are we with the gifts that the Lord has given us? Are we stuck in a natural mindset that we just want to grab and take and hoard and build up our own lives? Are we willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of the kingdom? St. Paul told us the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So maybe we can ask St. Lawrence's intercession. Firstly, like, what are those things that we're holding on to? What are the attachments in this world? Whether they be physical things or emotional things, what are the things I'm clinging to and I'm afraid to let go? Ask St. Lawrence for that gift, for that grace to surrender everything. And to do it cheerfully, joyfully. So that when you're asked to give your life in red martyrdom, if that ever that day ever comes, you can do so freely as he did. But each and every day, when you're asked to surrender what seems naturally good for the supernatural good, you can do so with joy, knowing that you're answering this call of discipleship, of radical discipleship, that you want to be a grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies so that you can produce much fruit today, tomorrow, but more importantly, in eternity. Amen.